Good morning, everyone. A few more important notes about the Zman for lighting Neres Chanukah. First of all, we mentioned yesterday, at least according to the Kitzer, that the ideal time or the proper time to light is immediately after Tesach HaKavim. We spoke about trying to do so with alacrity and doing so as quickly as possible. There are other opinions that it should be done immediately following Shkia, immediately following sunset. Now, whenever it is that you are lighting, the Kitzer notes, V'tzarach laseis shemen she'adliku l'chal ha'pachos chatzi sha'a, that there should be enough fuel in those candles or in the olive oil vials to last for at least a half hour. Something to consider is that if you're going to be lighting early, and we'll get to lighting really early in just a minute, but if you're going to be lighting early, so let's say you're going to be lighting at Shkia, immediately after Shkia, it's worth, especially when it comes to using oil, because just a little bit goes a very, very long way, it's worth being mindful of trying to get in a full half hour even after Tesach HaKavim. You're absolutely on firm ground if you're lighting after Shkia. Nevertheless, you can put in enough oil to last the entirety of that time, going a full half hour after Tesach HaKavim. That would really be ideal. Let's say I missed this man. Let's say I didn't do so immediately. It's supposed to be immediately after Tesach HaKavim. Let's say I didn't do so. So how long can I still continue to light? Kitzer notes, as long as people are going to be awake. So wrapped up, so bound up is the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah with the notion of Pirsumei Nisa, so that if there is no Pirsumei Nisa, if there are no people standing around before whom I could publicize the miracle, then that is no longer fulfillment of the mitzvah. So some even suggest that once everybody's asleep, there's no more Pirsumei Nisa, and therefore it might still be worth lighting, but to do so without a bracha. Some suggest that if you could get away with this, hopefully you can, then if everybody's sleeping, wake them up. Whatever candy, whatever bribes, however much chocolate gelt you need to use in order to get everyone up out of bed and, I don't know, make a thing of it, then you should, if this is the scenario, and that way you can still make a bracha, because again, you're publicizing the miracle, you're being mefarsim the nes. Again, not for people who are outside, but yes, it is still considered a fulfillment of Pirsumei Nisa, even for people who are inside, for our own family members. Person doesn't have time, he's not going to be around to be able to light actually at night. He can't wait until Tseis. He can't even wait perhaps until Shkia. So then, this is the earliest possible time from Plag HaMincha and on. One and a quarter hours before Tseis. We're talking about Shaos Zmanios. You can take a look at myzmanim.com to know .org.com, I think .com to know how to fulfill this, to know when Plag HaMincha is. This is very, very important for Erev Shabbos. This happens at least once every Chanukah, because Erev Shabbos, we can't wait until Shkia to be able to light. Once it's Shkia, it's already Shabbos. Once it's Shabbos, please don't light Neres Chanukah. Don't light Neres Chanukah. Don't light Neres Shabbos. Don't turn on your cars. Don't start your engines. V'chule, v'chule. Once you get to Shkia, it is over. So you have to light early. So as long as you light, just like Neres Shabbos, as long as you light after Plag HaMincha, that's still acceptable. Again, leaving enough fuel to last for that full half hour, at least after Shkia, if not even until after Tseis. Again, very, very doable when it comes to olive oil. Those glass vials, if filled up, will last for hours and hours and hours. You'll come back in the morning and they'll still be going. So just make sure that you last, that you provide enough oil in order to make sure that it lasts for the requisite shear of time.